Fire is on. Auburn Opelika this morning. News Talk
WKNI. Pleased to welcome in, as usually we do it via press conference, but I got him on the phone lines now, Senator Tommy Tuberville, and I still call him Coach. Coach, how are you this morning, sir?
Morning, Ben. Beautiful President's Day. Just looking forward to having a nice day, nice another holiday, and getting back to work here this week.
Yeah, I told Hannah, I guess we're the only ones working today. Everybody else seems to be taking off. Even this morning, they didn't have biscuits ready at my local store when I went by this morning. So apparently not a lot of people are putting a lot of effort into today. Well, Coach, I wanted to bring up, as Hannah talked about it, and you and I have talked about this numerous times, about Title IX. And the protection of women, which is kind of odd that we have to say that, but the fact that you're introducing legislation to prohibit men from competing in women's sports, and I don't know why this is such a hot topic, because it seems pretty, I don't know, logical not to let this happen, but there are some that have no issue with it.
Well, it's not just that. Now it's spread to the Olympics. Ben, I don't know whether you saw that or not.
It has, yes.
The Olympic Committee decided they're going to let men box against women in the Olympics, and how crazy is that? Somebody's going to get hurt. But it just goes to show you the direction our country, but not just our country, the world, is headed. Just a total nonsense of making up rules to just take advantage of people. And They don't want family. They don't want gender. They want everybody to be the same. And again, when it comes to sports, you can push that all you want, but it's not going to change. And we're going to continue to keep fighting it in Washington, D.C. And maybe we can make some headway. I don't know.
Well, it's funny because the former swimmer, and she's been an advocate, Riley Gaines, has said that Title IX just means nothing anymore because it's not helping females in athletics. And I guess that's a scary thing, because I've told you before, I mean, I that's how I got my start in broadcast, is they had me doing women's volleyball. They had me doing softball at Auburn University. And if that's the case and they're not going to be able to protect those ladies, I mean, that's just going to go away as far as scholarships and help and everything else.
Yeah, the one thing that's been for the better that's come out of Washington, D.C. in the last 50 years is Title IX. I think this will be the 52nd anniversary. But Joe Biden, his administration, and the whack jobs out there are just trying to tear it down. They're trying to say, no, we don't want to do that. We don't want women's sports. We want men, if they think they're men, to be able to play in women's sports. And it's just a total attack on our society. And I saw Riley Gaines, who we've come pretty close because we talk all the time about this subject and spoken at certain places. She tweeted out there was another championship won by a man in a women's sport. I think it was swimming again. Mm-hmm. And I think the Olympics will be a total disaster coming up. And I hope with people, if this starts to happen, you can remember the days when we watched the Olympics. That was something very special because it was our amateurs basically against other people all over the world, and we held our own, but for some reason we decided to let our professional athletes get involved in it. That's watered it down, but now that they've put men in women's sports, it's just going to be a disaster, and hopefully people, if that happens, they'll show their disgust for it and not watch it.
Another topic that seems to be hitting close to home is, and I'll ask you about this, border crisis, and you've said this basically in your weekly press conference that listening to you is, we got a lot of things moving into this country that are just disastrous to this country.
Oh, you see it every day now. You see shootings, you see robberies, you see rapes, and the problem with it is, number one, it's not just people coming to this country, it's a majority, and we found this out for sure, that the majority of these people have been released from jails in Venezuela and other places and all over the world. And their way has been paid to the United States, and they're in the United States. And it's going to be a disaster. And we tell people to wake up and smell the roses. We've got to get these people out of this White House, because if we don't, it's going to be the end of our country as we know it, because because we can't. Number one, we don't put anybody in jail anymore. And number two, if we're going to allow these immigrants to come in here and just not go by our laws, assimilate with our Constitution, we got huge problems. And so, it's just another thing that's going to stack up on what we're going to do.
Coach, another issue that has been brought up, especially locally, as you hear people dealing with it from time to time, is they keep talking about, and you see the president bringing forth the Bidenomics, but, you know, there's a ton of money that's going out of the country, but not helping those that are in the country. And I think people are starting to get frustrated with that sort of thing.
Yeah, billions of dollars are being spent on people other than the citizens and taxpayers. We need to take care of the people in this country that can't take care of themselves, like the elderly, the veterans. People have health problems, and unfortunately, the money's just going out the door. I don't know if you saw my new bill. We're struggling to help. We have 20 million veterans in this country, which are we owe everything to. 20 million, and we're trying to do everything we can to get them in the VAs, get them health care. Well, now Joe Biden has said, well, we're going to allow money in the VAs to be used towards illegal immigrants. You've got to be kidding me. I mean, it's just one thing after another about doing things for other people instead of helping the people that pay the taxes or put their life on the line for our country. It's just, you can't make this up, Ben. You really can't. And I just feel sorry for the people that need help that are not going to be able to get it because we can't afford to give it to them.
Well, it's a frustrating thing because I had a conversation with a buddy yesterday. I mean, I went to Walmart for a couple of things for my wife and kids, and I mean, I walked out with two sacks and spent $120. And that just seems to be the going rate of high gas prices, high groceries, and we keep being told by the president in chief that everything's fine, and it's not fine.
Food prices, since he's been in, I just got a new read on it from the health committee that I'm on. Are up. Food prices are up 35%. Energy prices are up 30%. And then your light and electric bills are almost 30%. I mean, and they sit up there and said, well, everything's fine. It's going to get better. It's going to get worse. It can't get better because we're so far been in debt. We are, at this time, printing and borrowing $80,000 a second to pay for what's going on in our country. Now, you think about $80,000 a second, that's $4.6 million a minute, and it's going to get worse. And the American taxpayers are working, trying to make ends meet. And all we're doing in federal government or this administration is they're making it so hard for us to catch up. And it's not feasible to continue to borrow $4.6 million from China, by the way, and other countries when we can't afford to do it.
You know, this past couple of weeks, the cognitive issue has been brought up with President Joe Biden. His press secretary doesn't seem to want to acknowledge it. I mean, we've gotten to the point where it's almost like he doesn't seem to know what's going on with the American people.
Listen, Ben, he's our president. I hate it for him. I really do, because not that I'm for anything that he does. It's just we need leadership that's going to stand out there and speak up for our country and not for other countries. But he's being manipulated by people from behind the scenes, whether it's Secretary of State or NSA Director, CIA. Somebody is making the call. The people say, well, it's President Obama. Obama and Joe Biden don't get along at all, okay? Mm-hmm. I think Joe Biden is one really pushing a lot of things for him to, number one, continue to run, which he shouldn't, because he can't make it through the years that he's going to have to and make these tough decisions, but also fight back on doing things that he wants to do instead of other people. So we're in a tough situation when leadership should be there, because that's the number one thing that we need, and we don't have it right now.
Yeah, a story was released either late last night or early this morning talking about truck drivers thinking about boycotting the state of New York because of what took place with former President Trump. You have, in a lot of your weekly calls, have talked about farmers, truck drivers, how important they are to this economy, how important they are to this country. I think we're about to see a wave of that over the next year, year and a half of, I think they're farmers and truck drivers are kind of sick of it.
Yeah, this nonsense that's going on after people going after President Trump. Just allow him to run. If he doesn't win, doesn't win. But they're making it even better for him. That was a rally for him down at West Palm this weekend, and you wouldn't believe the support he's got, the money that's coming in. And he will more than likely win because there's no way people want to continue the path that we're going. But the problem is we got 10 more months of this. And I don't know whether we can stand what's happening at the border for 10 more months. I had breakfast with a Mexican ambassador about a month ago, and he told me that things will get much, much worse at the border because they can't slow them down. They actually try to slow the immigrants down there, but they just get overwhelmed by the cartels and the hundreds of thousands of people coming up through Mexico. I don't know whether we can continue to hold on as a country for another year, much less another year and then four more. I mean, it'll be over. So I think people need to watch what's going on and just understand that the propaganda coming out of the mainstream media is not for the American people. It's for the people that want to run this country, and they control the mainstream media. So we just got to continue to get out there and fight for President Trump and the people that are going to be around him.
Before I let you go, Coach, let's go to sports a little bit and talk. Nick Saban retired. Last time since I've talked to you last, Nick Saban is retired. And where are we headed as far as athletics are concerned with NIL? And he's not saying that's the reason he's out, but it seems to have kind of reared its head that may be one of the reasons that he was retiring.
Yeah, it's not the only, but it was the main reason, I'll tell you that for sure. Any coach will tell you that when you can't control the destiny of your team, that you can't control the mood of your team. When the players are running the ship, I mean, it's going to be hard and hard. Now, I'm for players making money, but this is going to get way out of control. Joe Manchin and I had a bill to help, and we still have it. We're still working on it. The problem is, Chuck Schumer and the Democrats won't bring it to the floor because they want unionization of all players. Well, that's ridiculous. And players don't need to be in unions. What would happen is you'd have a player just go on strike right before a big game if he's not getting more money. So, yeah, it's bad, man. It's really bad. And I hate it for Nick. He was the best of all time, obviously, winning all those championships. But I thought he'd make it a few more years, but it's just unfortunate. But Auburn and, I think it's a quick fix for some teams, and I think this will help Auburn for a year or so. But once you're at the level of being able to get good people in and win games, the problem is holding on to them. Mm-hmm. And, I talked to several coaches, and they said players come in right after the season. They don't talk about getting better, working harder, playing as a teammate, getting a degree. Now it's how much more playing time am I going to get? How much more money am I going to get? And, oh, by the way, I'm getting in the portal, see how much I'm worth, and go anywhere else where I can make more money, not an education. And that's not what this is about. And if we don't stop it, it's going to be just like the Olympics. People aren't going to be as tuned in to watching it, attending it. Now, that's the greatest show on earth, college sports, college football especially. People like to get involved, but you cannot destroy the machine that brings everybody to those games, that makes all the money. It's going to be devastating to colleges and universities.
When does that bubble pop? When that donor that gives $5 million a year to the program and says he wants, ABC star to be on the forefront of everything, and then ABC star doesn't show up and perform. I don't think people realize what we're getting to as far as this pay-for-play deal at some point, one of these $5 million donors is going to say, I'm not going to give you any more money because this guy isn't performing.
Yeah, there's two scenarios here, and I've talked to coaches, and I never had to deal with, thank God. I couldn't have done it. I expect a player to do what you tell them to do and go to class and do all those things, and of course, I want them to have some money in their pocket, but that's not the ultimate goal. You know the thing here is getting the education, but here's what you don't really understand. The money has got to come every year. There's going to be donor fatigue. There's going to be people say, listen, I gave $200,000 last year. I can't afford to give it this year. The economy's going down. Can't afford it. And the other thing is, and this is coming from coaches that have experience in this now, a donor gives the NIL people call a donor and say, listen, we need $400,000 for this receiver. Hey, I'm in. Well, they get the receiver and he can't play. Or he's not better than the guy in front of him. He's not playing. Well, that donor calls people in charge of that kid playing and going, wait a minute, I gave this money. I want him playing or you'll never see me again.
Right.
I mean, that's the scenario that's going to build up in this. So what is happening is the coaches have no control of their football team. It's donors, it's people giving money, and that's the way they want it. I mean, that's the way they're headed. But I don't think people really understand that's not what you want in college sports. That's what happens in the NFL, in the NBA. And I'll watch the playoffs, but that's about all I watch anymore because it's just a system of money grab. And that's not what this country is about, but that's what the direction we're headed in education and our amateur sports.
As always, Coach, I greatly appreciate your time. I got to let you go before Hannah gets on to me and starts sending me a bunch of texts and telling me I got to get you off here. But as always, we all love hearing from you from time to time, and good to see you whenever you make it back. And I'm sure we'll see you sometime soon.
Yeah, one question. The kid that got hurt, I watched the game from Florida the night against Kentucky. Kid got hurt from Auburn. But what are you hearing on him?
MRI was negative on structural damage. He's going to probably be out a couple of weeks, but he will. It is considered a non-season-ending injury, so he will be back either by the tournament or before then. So apparently, he seems to be okay.
Yeah, awesome. I saw Dr. Goodall out there working with him, and he's one of the best. And I saw him smiling walking off the court, and that was a good sign because he's got that gruff face. It's not good, but that's great. Look forward to seeing Bruce and him get back to the winning circle. But what counts is coming up, so looking forward to watching the games.
No doubt whatsoever. Coach, as always, I greatly appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you.
Yep. As former coach and now Senator Tommy Tuberville joining us on the WANI Hotline. As always, I greatly appreciate his time, as we'll have Fox News coming up top of the hour. That's coming up shortly.